North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 7, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker spoke yesterday about the need for people to wear face coverings inside stores and talked about the executive order ordering just that and how to support store owners.
We gave store operators and store owners the authorization to make a decision about how they want to handle this if customers aren't wearing face coverings. And they can do that through a variety of means and mechanisms. And we also gave our colleagues in local government the ability, if they see people not doing the right thing, to execute on that as well. And we gave them the ability up to a certain level to issue both warnings and fines. It's my hope and my expectation that that won't be necessary. I can tell you that many of the communities that have issued similar guidance or advisories or orders to the ones that we've issued have said that, for the most part, they've issued a few warnings. Almost nobody's issued a fine. But the big thing they've said over and over again is you have to communicate why it's important. You have to put signage up so that people know and recognize where it's expected, and that people, for the most part, comply.
The governor continues to be noncommittal on when things will be reopening in Massachusetts, but did say that so far people are doing the right thing with their current mitigation plans.
So when I say here that we have seen encouraging trends, that's because I'm talking about the past. I'm not going to speak to the future. The future is going to be what it's going to be. What I will say is that if people continue to do the things they've been doing so well for the course of the past 60 days, as difficult as those things are, we have seen a significant reduction in what people originally thought both the level of hospitalization was going to look like, the level of ICU service requirements was going to look like, and the number of people who were going to pass away was going to look like. And that is purely attributable to the work that people in Massachusetts have done to slow the spread.
Governor Charlie Baker.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, Manchester-by-the-Sea officials plan on opening up three popular public areas closed to prevent the spread of coronavirus within the next couple of days. Masconomo Park, Reed Park, and Tuck's Point will open Saturday to Manchester-by-the-Sea residents for walking only, according to the town. Selectman Chairman Eli Bowling is reported as saying the weather is getting better and people want someplace to get out, and we want places to make sure they stay safe. While the parks will be open, the playgrounds remain closed by state order because, as high-touch areas, there is high risk of coronavirus transmission. The Tuck's Point docks will reopen to mooring holders during the week of May 11. Construction is currently being completed on the docks. Moving forward, the town of Manchester-by-the-Sea is taking all precautions to keep its residents healthy. This includes, as explained by Bowling, the people getting exercise and improving their mental health during the pandemic. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Beverly High School is still holding out hope for a traditional graduation, but it is also putting together a backup plan that would allow students to receive their diplomas in person, Principal Betty Taylor said on Wednesday night. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that Taylor told school committee members that seniors and parents have said that they do not want to have a virtual graduation. If a traditional graduation cannot be held, she said, she would like to have students be able to receive their diploma in their caps and grounds at Beverly High School and be accompanied by their parents. Taylor said the officials are still working out the logistics of the backup plan, and that they would have more details at a later date.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken has projected that it will cost $117.9 million to run the city of Gloucester in the upcoming fiscal year. While that number is a 3.08% increase from the fiscal 2020 budget, which accumulated to $114.3 million, the proposed budget for fiscal 2021 arrives at one of the most uncertain times, of course, of the decade. The mayor is quoted as saying the proposed FY21 budget comes at a time of great local, national, and international economic disruption brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Taking this into account, this budget ensures we are prepared for short and long-term economic uncertainties. receiving unanimous approval from the City Council for her proposed budget for July 1 through June 30, 2021, on Tuesday evening. The mayor highlighted that Gloucester public school funding is proposed at $44.388 million, a $1.25 million or 2.9% increase over this year's budget. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
Peabody's death toll has climbed to 90, and Lynn has the fourth most coronavirus cases in the state, according to city and state data released on Wednesday. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that Lynn and Saugus also reported additional deaths on Wednesday, as new data from the State Department of Public Health shows that cases continue to rise throughout the region. Seven more Peabody residents have died since Monday, which the city's mayor, Ted Betancourt, has attributed to a large concentration of deaths at nursing homes. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
And Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times, although Governor Charlie Baker has extended non-essential business closures to May 18, Gloucester is preparing for the day it can reopen. As the city enters into what has traditionally been the busiest time of the year for its beaches and businesses, what is officially called the Reopening Task Force will be focusing on how to reopen the city safely during the pandemic. Chief Administrative Officer Jim DeStina was quoted as saying, "I think opening up safely is where we are moving now. We've formed a task force on how to reopen the city safely. The task force will be made up of members from the city's Board of Health, the Mayor's Office, Community Development, and the business community." Karen Carroll, the city's public health director, is quoted as saying, "First, we will assess the key reopening issues for our community, such as places, activities, businesses, that will pose special challenges in reopening." She pointed to beaches and tourism as prime examples, as both are notorious for drawing large numbers of people to the coastal communities and various workplaces. KPN Chamber of Commerce CEO Ken Reel will be the intermediary between the task force and local businesses eager to reopen to locals and visitors. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
That will do it for us today on North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out Connections weekday mornings now at about 10 o'clock in the morning with North Shore guests and conversation. That's Connections on MSONewsSports.com. It's Thursday. Sun's out. Enjoy it. Have a great Thursday, everybody.